This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Now, back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. So, looks like the Bidens are shutting down power and electricity. Here they go again with their regulatory overkill. So, let's talk to Governor Doug Burgum. Great pleasure to have him on the show. Mr. Burgum, and not only the famous oil and gas drilling in North Dakota, but also he ran for president. And he dropped out, and he has become a strong surrogate for former President Donald Trump. So, Governor Burgum, welcome to the show. And I want to just look, this is just so incredible to me. I don't really understand. The EPA comes out this week. They're going to shut down coal plants, basically, unless they meet some very difficult technical issues that most people think can't be solved. They're going to shut down coal. They're going to shut down new gas plants, natural gas plants. We heard also last night on the TV show that they're probably going to shut down old gas plants unless they can conform to impossible standards. So electricity demand, let me get this right. Electricity demand is rising, and they are going to cut back on electricity supply. Governor, you're an energy expert, among other things. I don't get this.
Well, I don't think anybody has, but Larry, we're entering a new era, and this is going to be the era of the Biden blackouts and the Biden brownouts. And it's just assured, as you described, you cannot kill supply and then increase demand without having the price go up. That's happened under Joe Biden. Electricity for most Americans is up 30% in 3 years after being flat for decades. So the cost is up, the reliability is going down. And I would, invite your reader, the listeners that are here today, look around wherever you are today. If you're in your car, you're in your home, every component that you're looking at has an energy component in it. Every American, every single day is affected by the price of electricity. The price of electricity is going through the roof. And then what is the Biden administration doing? They're subsidizing, trying to get every building, every home, every car to be electric. At the same time, we're shutting down electric generation, and we're not permitting electric transmission lines. So I'm with you. Makes complete total sense. But this is official as of this week with the new rules coming this week. It's the Biden blackout, Biden brownout era has officially begun.
You got stuff. You got the AI revolution. So you got new data centers that requires electricity. Somebody out there is going to buy an EV. I'm not, but someone will. That might require new electricity. But you do have basically computer centers. Chip factories are being built. I mean, that's being subsidized by the Bidens, among other things. So everybody's talking about the pickup in the demand for electricity. And then you see this stuff. Now, let's talk for a minute about coal. Now, they're saying you have to meet specifications, reg specifications, carbon capture and sequestration. I had the head of the mining association on. He says it's unproven and they don't have the technology and they can't do it. But 16% of America's energy still comes from coal. So what do we do about that, Governor Burgum?
Well, the key distinction here is base load versus intermittent. And whether natural gas, coal, all of these things that we've had for 100 years that provides the reliable base load, you can add some intermittent, some solar and wind on top of that and still have your grid work. But we've crossed a threshold and now they're going to plunge below it. When you shut down the base load, whatever the source it is, whether it's nuclear, natural gas, or coal, you shut that down and then you try to go all intermittent. This is why we're going to have an unreliable grid. This is why we're going to have brownouts and blackouts, because we know that the power generation from those intermittent sources won't be there on the days you need it most. The coldest days, the hottest days, that's when it's not there. And Americans are, you know, their lives, our hospitals, our schools, our workplaces, our homes depend on when you reach for a light switch and you turn it on, it works. And we're going to enter an era now where it's going to be dependent on the weather, whether it works or not. I mean, two weathers in there, but the actual weather outside, if the wind's blowing, the sun's shining, and you flip that switch, it might work. If it's not, in some other state. So it is absolutely, I think, total insanity, because we can't bring manufacturing back to the United States. We can't bring everything back the way we need to build our strong economy unless we've got the reliable electricity like we've had for the last 100 years. And the Biden administration is giving that all up. And then from a national security standpoint, China's building two coal plants a week. That we're, you know, they don't care about their emissions, but they're going to make sure everybody in their country's got electricity, and they'll continue to be a manufacturing powerhouse. We're allowing them to do that while we're tying both of our arms behind our back economically.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
People will be furious if they can't get there. Like, if they turn the switch on and nothing happens, or it only happens an hour or two a day, you know, ordinary folks, sir, they'll be furious. They'll be furious. And Joe Biden's going to take the rap on that. Let me go to some other things, though. First of all, this regulation may be a violation of the Supreme Court decision, West Virginia versus EPA. I'm not aware that Congress has passed any legislation or mandates that gives the EPA the authority to shut down all these plants. That's an important point. And there's some other decisions you're aware of, I'm sure. The FCC is now trying to take over the internet again with net neutrality. The FTC is now abrogating something like 30 million non-competes, which would allow intellectual property theft. All these regulatory agencies, big government socialism, and the Congress is not mandating that. There's no legislation. The Bidens are just doing this to control the economy.
Exactly, Larry. This is what a dictatorship looks like. We're living in one right now. As the, you know, sitting governor of North Dakota, we're fighting back on 30 different rulemaking efforts. You've listed some more that have happened this week. They're accelerating them. They're trying to get them all out and adopted before May 20th, because that's the date for the look back on the Congressional Review Act. So they're trying to jam all this stuff into code. Like you said, none of this has come through Congress. None of it would make it through Congress. And you mentioned net neutrality. That's the most misnamed thing there's ever been. I mean, who wouldn't want to have neutrality? But it's not about that. It's about government control. It's about government pricing. It's about trying to turn the internet into a regulated monopoly. Mm-hmm. And this is also insanity, because they tried this 6 years ago. They said all these awful things were going to happen if they didn't pass it then. It didn't pass. And then guess what? None of what they predicted was going to happen. But now they're using the same arguments again. So they figured out a way to raise the price, reduce the reliability of everything from your electricity to your internet, and then all of that is like a tax, because all of this is driving inflation. It's hitting every American in the pocketbook.
Governor Doug Burgum of North Dakota, thank you, sir. Appreciate it very, very much. Talk soon. Folks, we're going to take a break, and on the other side of the break, we're going to do some stock market work. How about that? Wasn't a bad week for stocks. I'm Kudlow. Stocks next. Hang out. We'll be right back.